Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
That, of course, was a theme of Perry Mason many years ago on TV. Wasn't a very good version of it, but was the only one I could find. But the reason I put that on this afternoon is we've got our very own legal man, Grant Hutchison, with us. Good afternoon, Grant.
G'day, Alan. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you too. We, you know what Choice Tunes is all about? We're here to hear your life story or bits of your life story and what the music meant to you. But first of all, we like to know a little bit about you. We know that you're that you're the founding person from Hutchison Legal, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Grant Hutchison. So, Grant, where were you born?
I was born at Jesse Mack, the Jesse McPherson Hospital.
Yep.
And so, unlike my father, he was born at Lilydale Hospital, but in fact, they planted the trees the day he was born. He's waiting to see if they come down when he comes down. So. But I was just born at Jesse Mack, and it's nice and easy.
So whereabouts did you live at the time then, Grant?
I don't have distinct memories, but I believe it was Old Lilydale Road.
Right, so around Lilydale.
No, Old Lilydale Road is East Ringwood.
Oh, it is Ringwood, right.
Yeah, so that was...
So were you there sort of all your growing up period of your life, or where did you...
It was the primary school years that I was there, and during primary school we moved to Croydon, and then I attended Croydon Central Primary School. So right. It was great. So
and so you stayed around the Croydon area when you were a teenager too, or
yeah, but we were regularly, still commuting and having lots of fun with. So my father's family and my mother's family were really up from this way, so they had these anyway. So it was great, whether it was walking through the backyard and picking pomegranates in Deschamps Street or just hanging around Lilydale or walking up the mountain. So when I was a kid, lots and lots of
terrific
walking.
Terrific area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grant, all right, so we don't talk about school because everybody went to school at some stage and obviously you had to go to university. So what was your first job, or did you have a part-time job while you're at university, or what was your actual first job?
Look, I remember my mother... She's no longer with us, so bless her soul. She was very generous with my labour. She walked up and down the street. She thought that Grant needed to have a job. So I volunteered my labour for free to all the neighbours in the street. Do you want Grant to do your gardening? So I was doing gardening for Miss Temple, who was just across the road, and washing the car and polishing. I mean, this was a really difficult job for 50 cents. I mean, this lady was generous for 50 cents. It would take a team of us because sometimes my mates wanted to go and I had to do the car first. So wash it, dry it, polish it, polish on, polish off. And that was for 50 cents.
True.
Nice car.
Once you got out of university, what was your first full-time job?
Well, it's the first full-time job. So I suppose I worked for the Treasury for a while. So I worked for the Commonwealth Government.
Right.
Yeah. So I worked in, Treasury was, it was a great job.
And in Melbourne or?
Yeah, in Melbourne. Yep. And that certainly allowed me to continue to study. So I didn't finish my studies when I started working full-time. It was around the time that I was getting married. So it was, you know, get married, have a job. And if you can finish your studies, then go for it. So I had two degrees, the economics degree and the law degree. So, yeah, working in Treasury was great.
So how long were you there, Grant?
Great questions, Alan.
What's your life?
It is. Let me just think. It was. So then I did my articles with Russell Kennedy. So it took to would have been there 4 years, I think. Right. Yeah.
So then did you work for a legal team for some time? Or
yes, I worked at Russell Kennedy and Cook, as it then was, and then it became Russell Kennedy, and moved from there to Madgwicks, and after Madgwicks worked for, well, really, I went and worked at Lewis Hutchinson, and then set up Hutchinson Legal a few years later. So, right.
So what made you get involved with the law? There must have been a reason at some stage in your life where you said, hey, I want to do law. What was there a reason behind it?
Sure, and one of the main reasons was the desire to one day get into politics, actually. So it was the idea was law, you could help people, you could understand, and so you knew how laws were, not just how laws were made, but how to ensure that laws are put together in a way that really achieve their purpose. So that was really what put me into it. But effectively, I've really been less of a lawyer and more of an really operating a business really growing a business. So it's a reasonably moving from a small business to a medium-sized business, quite a few employees. And
so what made you go out on your own? Because a lot of people want to go out on their own, but they just don't have the final. So what made you say one day you were married by this stage of the game?
Yes.
So you're going to go from a regular paycheck to become your own employer. What prompted you to do that?
Well, it was really two steps, Alan, and good question. So first of all, I moved from being a regular employee at Madgwicks, and that was really when there was a bit of a... I was invited by this fellow to come and join him in owning a law firm. I said no, and he came back, and eventually I said yes, so I moved, and so Lewis Hutchinson was established. Then this gentleman called Henry Dixon, who used to live up Mount Dandenong and service the Yarra Valley and the Dandenongs and down the other side, he said, Grant, would you come and buy my practice? So I knew his daughter, Heidi, and so together I left the city. It meant that I was closer to my family when they were growing up, and it really brought me back to my roots in terms of the foothills of the Dandenongs and really into the electorate of Casey.
Terrific. Right. First song up is Electric Light Orchestra and Living Thing. Why is this in your selection, Grant?
Well, I was a young fellow this came out when I was about 16.
Yep.
So 1979, and I enjoyed the music. The idea that you could really combine that sense of orchestral music with modern, and it opened up something new for me. At the time, I would have been. Oh, I probably had stopped playing my recorder at school. And that was one you blew in, not one you just pushed the buttons on.
Yep.
So not like what you do. And so yes, and I was... Look, it wasn't so much this song. I was actually thinking of doing Telephone Line, but then I listened and that sounded too romantic. So I just went for Living Thing. And then it was just an eye-opening song for me.
Let's go with it.
Thanks, mate.
Like magic, oh,
The next one is Olivia Newton-John, and I honestly love you. What's how did that make the cut?
Well, I know you're a romantic.
let's not go there.
I knew I couldn't but put a love song in there for you. Olivia Newton-John, what's look, as a young boy, and there's lots of talk of love, and so this is just a song that reflected something of the time that I was growing up and learning what love was, but this was a song that Olivia Newton put... Newton-John put out that expressed her feelings of love, not for me, but it was a fun song to listen to.
Let's listen to it.
I see you.
Well, that was our own Olivia Newton-John. Coming up, we've got Simon and Garfunkel. What's relationship is that, Grant?
Well, this was around the time I was going to university, and as a young man who felt he was invulnerable, and you know,
bulletproof.
Yeah, exactly. I am a rock. Just seemed to resonate, but with the naive brain of a young man.
All right, let's listen to that. Simon and Garfunkel, and I Am a Rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain, it's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love, but I've heard the word before. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my book and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And we've got Grant Hutchison with him and we're walking our way through the music that when he was, as he was growing up. Grant, I believe you met your wife or your future wife down on the Mornington Peninsula.
Well, my current wife, let's call her. Oh, actually, yeah. My only wife.
Yeah, but she was your future wife when you met her.
When I met her, yes, down at Rosebud West. And yep. Yes, we met on the beach or just a little bit back from the beach. I still know the spot. I take my children and I take... But yes, that was so moving from I Am a Rock, then I met Wendy and, you know, of course I melted and I found that in relationships you don't just have to give a bit, you have to give everything. And so that's the next song, Supertramp, that starts with Just Give a Bit.
Sounds good to me.
Give a little bit of your love to me.
And I'm really intrigued how this next song made it in. Jimmy Barnes and the Working Class Man.
Well, as you know, I'm really a working class man. You can see me in a blue singlet, can't you?
No, I can't.
So, Jimmy Barnes, this song resonated well. I was spending time in a refugee camp, and actually this was one of the songs I took across with me. So I lived for 4 months in Malaya on the Thai-Burma border, and this was one of the songs. But it just resonates so strongly of not just, you know, with Jimmy's voice, but also just that sense of what the veterans have gone through. And so it just touched a part of me.
Well, who were you with over there?
I was invited to go and teach about law, international law, right, human rights and democracy and how to run a business. So these were for people who were in the refugee camp hoping to go back to their own country.
At what age were you when you did that, Grant?
Oh, it's not that long ago. It was 2015 I did that.
Oh, right.
4 months, yes.
So you took time off and went over there?
Yep.
Terrific.
Yep. It was a great time.
All right. Well, let's listen to Jimmy Barnes and the Working Class Man. Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and we're talking to Grant. Grant, you said you've spent some time over in the refugee camp. You were actually teaching over there, were you?
Yes, for 4 months on one occasion, yes.
Did you find that an uplifting experience or a depressing experience?
Not depressing. Every morning I'd be woken by singing, and at night I'd go to sleep with the students singing, so it was pretty amazing.
With people who had nothing?
Yep, they were incredibly cheerful. They had hope. They had hope of something better, going back to their own country and reclaiming and living in their own land again.
Terrific. Right, Marcia Hines, Until Your Love Broke Through. What happens there?
I could say this is about Wendy. Look, this was originally written by a guy called Keith Green, a Christian guy, and it spoke about his faith experience, but Marcia Hines really popularised it. And so, look, I enjoyed the song. It resonates on a number of levels, and I don't know, I could keep going. Do you want me
to? Let's go. No. U2, Song for Someone.
Alan, this was another song that while I was over there in the refugee camp, it was on my very limited song list, yep. And I enjoyed this one. Certainly the first lines, you have a face not spoilt by beauty. I understand that quite often life is not always pretty, not always that sense of the Olivia Newton-John or those other things. And so this was a great song and a great grounded song that I enjoyed in life.
No worries.
I was told that I would feel
first time. I don't know how these cuts heal, but in you I found a rhyme. If there is a light you can always see, and there is a world we can always be. If there is a dark that we shouldn't doubt, and there is a light, don't let it go out. And this is the sun, the sun of someone. This is the sun, sun of someone. You let me into a conversation, a conversation only we could make. You're breaking into my imagination. Whatever's in there, it's yours to take.
Something a bit frivolous as we're starting to get to the end of the hour. What was the first car you had?
It was a Morris.
What, a Morris what?
Morris Minor.
Yeah. Minor?
Yeah, yeah. It was a solid thing.
Yep.
It was in army khaki type of colour. It was a funny looking car. It was a great little thing.
As long as it got you around, it's amazing. Eva Cassidy and Songbird, what's the connection there?
Yeah, look, this is just as I reflect on life with Wendy, with my children and, you know, the latest grandchildren that arrived yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So up to eight. And, look, it's just it's a nice reflection on life generally. So
let's listen to it.
For you,
That's a nice, pleasant song, Grant. And is that for Wendy?
That's a dedication for Wendy. That's a great idea.
So go home tonight and say, listen, I talked about you on radio. And
hopefully Wendy's listening.
I hope so too.
I hope so, like all my family and friends.
Well, if not, there'll be a podcast go up within the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
So they'll be able to hear the show. Righto, we're going to finish off with John Farnham and You're the Voice. How did that make it?
Well, it's all about being a voice for people at times, and we need to be able to speak up and be the voice. So John Farnham reminds us all that you are the voice. And I didn't know him personally, but when it was Johnny Farnham,
yep.
Now it's John Farnham. And
he lived not far from me at one stage. Yeah, and a lady I knew babysat him.
Really? Was he a good kid to babysit?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, the song resonated well as we looked to being a voice.
Right. Grant, thanks very much for coming and being part of Choice Tunes. Thanks, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.